And good morning. We are at 8:28 here at the MI Wake Morning Show on KXEO, and a couple of minutes early, but still we're going to bring in Mitchell Richler, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Mexico. Mitchell, welcome to the program again, sir.
Thank you, Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. I think we're going to get some hot weather and bake a little bit, but we'll try and survive in the air conditioning.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit this morning about some financial advice and specifically about investing and women investors. And, I guess the first question I would ask is, do women have better attributes that make them better investors?
Yes. So some evidence, Matt, suggests that this may indeed be the case. The attributes women are associated with are they are able to focus more on the long term. Women are identified to trade investments less frequently. Women are more thoughtful decision makers, they're more receptive to professional advice, and they have greater risk aversion.
Wow. And I always, kind of see that in the household with mom always, being tight with the checkbook and things like that. But, I guess I would wonder, too, how are women's focus on investment time horizon different than men?
Yeah. So women, according to research, focus more on long-term goals, where men focus more on short-term track records for potential returns on the investments. So taking a long-term approach to investing is a good strategy because it can help you maintain discipline and avoid the danger of overreacting to a market swing.
So why is it good that women tend to trade investments less than men?
Yeah, great question, Matt. So actually a study from the University of California found that men traded investments 45% more frequently than women. So if you're constantly buying and selling investments, you won't give some investments a chance to achieve their long-term growth potential.
Absolutely. What do women investors need to be alert about?
Yeah, so we just touched on this a little bit earlier. It's risk aversion, Matt. So women are sometimes overly conservative in their portfolio, and that won't produce the growth potential needed to achieve their long-term goals. The danger, that's a danger to keep in mind with women in investing. Generally, neither excessive risk nor excessive caution serve long-term investors well, whether male or female.
Now, I know that you've been trying to help me out with investing in financial matters, but we were talking about sustainable investing. Mm-hmm. Just for everybody to know, what exactly is a sustainable investing?
So sustainable investing incorporates non-financial or indirect financial considerations. So specifically, environmentally concerns like climate change, renewable energy, social concerns like human rights would be one, product safety or liability, and finally governance issues, so like what corporate behavior is, lobbying, and so forth.
Okay, and then I've heard about ESG investing, but if you could explain a little bit more about that, put it in common terms for us.
Another acronym there. So ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance investing. So as an ESG investor, you wouldn't invest in companies that would take what you consider a positive stance on these issues and avoid investing in businesses that fall on what you perceive on the negative side.
Okay, so if you're looking at the ESG investments, what are some of the key elements that you should be looking for?
Another great question. You should look for diversification in the track records for ESG investments. Funds that concentrate on sustainable investing might exclude entire industries, which could hurt your portfolio's investment return if those are excluded from those investments, and those actually do better than the market. Also, the track record for sustainable investing funds are newer or weren't always maybe invested sustainably, so be sure to check the track record that you're considering as relevant.
Nice. I guess the last thing that we'll kind of touch on is what should you keep in mind when you're considering sustainable investing?
So the universe of mutual funds is vast. Some funds may not market themselves as sustainable, but some still include sustainable considerations in their investment selections. These funds could provide you with more options, so just make sure to do your homework.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate your visit this morning, and looking forward to having you on again next month. And we might take a look at how the stock market has done as a whole over the past several years, and maybe how it does during an election year too.
Yeah. That'd be great.
All right. Outstanding. Mitchell Richler, financial advisor with Edward Jones, our live guest here this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show on AM 1340 KXEO.